Welcome in to Good Day USA, America's morning show. Larry Marino with you, and an honor to have my next guest on this program. Gosh, I grew up with this guy on TV, Bob Keeshan. Captain Kangaroo, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Just fine. You must meet people all the time who say that they grew up with you on the TV.
Yeah, that's an often experience, common experience on speaking engagements, whatever. I do meet a lot of people, a lot of yesterday's children who are now today's parents. And, of course, they're more articulate than they were when they were watching the program. And it's kind of nice to get their reaction. You were always a good friend. You started me out in the right way. You made me feel good about myself. All the things we were trying to do. So it's a nice experience, Larry.
Well, Captain Kangaroo, Bob Keeshan, you are out now with the Family Fun Activity Book. We're going to talk about that. But I'm curious, how old were you when you started Captain Kangaroo? Because you did that for such a long time. You had to be pretty young at the time.
Yeah, I was 28 when Captain started in 1955, and of course I grew into the part. So by the time we pulled the show in 1993, I was not in need of the makeup that I needed 40 years before.
Did you know that was going to be such a long-running thing?
You would have called me an institution of some kind if I had stated that back in 1955. You can never predict longevity of that sort. That's really quite impossible.
Yeah, but to have such a solid situation there, were there ever years when it was going to go off and didn't go off? I mean, we don't know the behind the scenes on this. You just see what you see on the tube, but you hear sometimes things. How was it? Was it pretty solid for you?
Well, it was pretty solid. There are always shaky times, particularly in the very beginning. It was an unconventional show. It was a different kind of program for network television, and so there were people, particularly in sales and that sort of thing, who said, "Let's get an adult show in there that we can sell for real money and that sort of thing." But I was always protected by people in programming and the affiliates who felt very strongly that they were serving their community with the program. And of course, when we came along with deregulation, and they were no longer held accountable for that kind of service, then of course the captain was then very much in jeopardy.